Street Senators, back at it. Lorenzo Lamont, what's up with you, my brethren?
Happy New Year. Yes,
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, bro. I ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, it has been a while. We haven't even done this in almost, I think it's been a full year.
Has it been a full year?
I think it's been a full year.
Yeah, it probably has.
So Happy New Year, man. We made it.
Happy New Year, bro.
We made it, 2018.
What you do for New Year?
I chilled out. What we do? We did the...
You say we, so that means you and somebody else.
Oh, yeah. And I went to my man's house party, and we
like
did the
how
thing,
you
ate
just
gumbo.
Moved right along.
I said
like,
yes.
Okay, yeah, but like did you? Who was we?
I was coupled up. I mean,
okay.
I said, yeah.
Okay, I like how you use that.
I mean,
coupled up.
Went to the, my man did gumbo. He's from Detroit, but he big New Orleans. He went to school in New Orleans, so we did the whole, he did the whole gumbo thing.
With the crab legs sticking out the pot?
Nah, he ain't had that. Not this time.
No crab legs in the gumbo?
Nah, I think it was the New Year's budget gumbo.
Okay,
crab claws. Okay. He had everything else in there, though.
Y'all should have kicked in and contributed. You know,
I didn't know. I didn't know. So he said, I'm doing gumbo, come through. I didn't know he was not going to have crab legs.
Got you.
But it was cool.
You had a good time.
Yeah. Nah, we did he had everything else in there though. He had a lot of okra.
Uh-huh.
Which I hate.
Yeah. But see, okra can get funny because like if it's not done right, if it gets soft and gushy, it just can, you know.
Hey, what do you mean? That's the only okra that I know.
No. Okra can be done right where it's not too, because I'm a texture guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if the texture ain't right, I can't deal with it. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know okra any other way than that.
Nah, okra can be like done right where it's not all like flipping apart and just getting all really like, it's just making me sick right now. Because I ain't really ate tonight. So I'm like... Yeah, so move it right
along.
Do you eat it?
I mean, nah.
I don't really eat okra. Like, but I've had it good, and I've had it a lot of times where I did not like it. You know, like Brussels sprouts. Like, you know, we were raised not liking Brussels sprouts. Like most people did not like Brussels sprouts coming up. You know, from our generation.
Well, though, you know what's funny is you said that those to me. If done right, they were pretty good.
No, if they're done right.
Yeah, I'm talking when I was little, too.
Your parents doing them right? Were they?
From what I remember, it was out of the bag.
Little bird's eye joint. No, they was putting it in the water, and they was boiling
And it was soft and mushy. Yeah, that's how you supposed to do it.
No. Brussels sprouts, if you stir fry them, if you bake them or broil them, it's a totally different experience.
First of all, wasn't nobody stir frying in the 80s.
Sure was.
So you
went to the Chinese food restaurants, and you got Chinese food in the 80s. Somebody was stir frying.
Barely. But that's
No,
I'm talking about at the crib. I'm talking about at the crib.
Nobody in the house was stir frying.
Nobody was roasting Brussels sprouts. And
that's what I'm talking about. That's when they good, though.
Hmm.
You feel me? Like,
see, what I like, they boiled them because I always thought that they was baby cabbage.
That's what they are.
Yeah, I thought it was, are they?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but are they? Are they like premature cabbage babies?
I don't want to say that they are. Well, you know what? They are the sprouts of cabbage.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm just jumping out there with that.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I ain't know that.
Look, I'm jumping out. I'm going to look that up while we're talking.
I didn't know that's what Brussels sprouts
I'm
were.
Jumping out there with that one, but it sounds good.
They sprouted off the Brussels tree.
Look, it sounds good.
They only grow in Brussels.
It sounds good, though,
nah,
right?
But okra, I'm going to tell you something about okra, though.
Okay.
So, and this is kind of scary, but it's a true story. And, you know, I love history or whatever. So I went to... Savannah or Charleston? I think it was Charleston, South Carolina. I went on a little slave plantation tour, right? So mm-hmm. You tour the plantation. On the grounds of the plantation is the slave cabins, slave quarters. Mm-hmm. So in the slave quarters, they have the little post about this is what happened, this is where the slaves used to live, and they had all these little factoids or whatever. True story.
Mm-hmm.
True story. I'm not making this up. They had a whole little placard on the wall about okra and what it was used for. Can you guess? I'll give you 1 million guesses. Okra was used for?
I have no idea.
In the slave trade. Good answer. So, okra was used to force abortions.
Why?
By rubbing the actual little white seeds in the female's place.
What's her place?
While she's pregnant.
What's her place?
Her place. Her privates.
Okay. What are you? Did you hear five? What I said? Are you five?
Did you? I was trying. I don't know. I just was on this thing where I just. I was trying to. I wanted to sound as clinical as possible.
That's not so, clinical.
That's not clinical. All right.
That's not clinical. That's nursery school.
Yeah.
Clinical is like vagina. That's
okay,
clinical.
True. I was so in my head. I was so far away from vagina. Pause.
No, that's
but,
how it works.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
That wasn't good. That wasn't good. No, but did you hear what I said though?
Yeah, I got you.
So you pop open, and it's, they had a diagram on the wall of this real live slave cabin, and it showed the person snapping the okra.
What?
Taking the little liquid and the seed and applying it to the vagina, and that terminates pregnancy. So that's what they used to do in the slave.
What?
Can you imagine?
So was it just for slaves, or was it just for a home remedy for women in general?
Is a forced abortion a home remedy, my dude? Is that a home remedy?
A forced abortion can be a home remedy. Yeah, it can be.
Shit.
It can be. Yeah, it can be. Definitely.
Go get the okra out the cabinet real quick.
Yeah.
Because Josephine is pregnant again.
She ain't about to have this one.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
A home. That's but can you imagine?
That ain't funny, but
it's not funny, but it's history. It's the truth. Who was the first person to find this out? That okra did that.
Nobody who would know that?
How would you even know?
And you said you read that in a book? Or who
no, that was
you?
On the wall or the slave quarters. That was like, it's real. It's a real
this
thing.
This is a museum? This is an African American museum?
This was at a plantation. You weren't paying attention.
Okay, plantation.
And the actual slave quarters made out of wood. And now here's the other tragic part about that whole period in history. Like, not that we don't already know, but being in there, right, it's like 5x8. And they said 15 people might have lived in here.
Mm-hmm.
5x8, that's like a jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
That's smaller than your son's room or your kids' play area.
Right.
15 people might have lived in there.
Mm.
Sleeping on two little cloth cots that they built.
Mm.
And then you put an okra in your vagina to terminate pregnancy. That's amazing. Like, it was hard for me to wrap my mind. I already hated okra.
But now?
I hate it even worse.
And you ate it in the gumbo, though.
No, I pick it out.
Oh, you
I don't
check
care.
It out.
I don't care
okay,
who makes
okay,
it.
Okay.
So to this day, I haven't been in North.
So you never had. So my question to you is: have you ever had good okra?
No,
okay,
I don't like it.
So I have.
I don't like the taste.
I don't like okra, but I've had
it's
good okra.
Furry. It got seeds.
It's furry.
It got white seeds in it, and it's slimy. I mean, that's vagina. It's
okay.
The vagina of the plant world.
Okay, wait.
It's
wait.
The vagina
wait,
of the plant
wait,
world.
Okay, so wait. So, two questions.
All right.
Now, when you said that at first, when you said it's furry, have you ever kissed a girl?
How do we get here?
No, I'm just, because that's the first thing that came to my head.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever kissed a girl who had like a little hair on her top lip?
Yeah, of course.
So how did you just kissed and kept going, no interact, no talking about it. Did you have jokes in your head? Because you're a comedian.
At that point.
So how did you move with that?
At that point, what's the conversation?
Because you're already there.
Yeah, you've acknowledged it. You know.
So you're there and you're trying to go to the next stage.
Yeah.
Next.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well,
so that means nothing to you.
Yeah. No. No.
So
not
so,
during them years.
No, but wait. We mean them years. Like, but what about like? I mean, like, it can happen now.
Not so much though.
Because women are more conscious about it than younger girls.
Yes, and I have.
And you haven't
standards.
Done that with like yeah, because like when you were young, you might have done that with a young girl.
You might have done it. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to clarify that.
Yes,
we got to be careful.
That's what I'm saying.
Because your boy Bill Cosby just did a.
What happened with Bill?
He just did a what you call it? He just do a little comedy joint, like a stand up with a band and all that.
No, I missed that.
And recently? He said, "Not me too." He said, "Don't do the me too with me." And I was like, ooh.
No, I missed that. Where was that?
We're not doing that, are we, Bill? It's too early.
No, it's not too early, actually. And I'm gonna tell you why it's not too early. Because one, Bill is honorary. He's an honorary old man right now.
Yeah.
And
he mad.
He's a curmudgeon,
he's
if you
mad.
Will. And look, so this whole spotlight on sexual assault and all that started with him, but the 100 people that came after him,
mm-hmm.
he like, hey man, y'all can't single me out. I'm gonna show you that, you know what I mean? The climate and
I agree
back
with that.
Then. So y'all not gonna bring that up in my show.
Like he got light again.
He got a little bit of light. Yeah.
He got a little bit of light. Like he feel like, yo, so now that
I wasn't the only one. Right. And I tried to tell y'all.
Right.
That's
right.
What we used to do.
Right.
That was the thing. You and know then what I'm saying?
Hugh Hefner died. It's a lot of people that have, like, since he has been approached with the accusations. Not just approached,
right,
but on trial.
Now, was it you that said Hugh Hefner dying opened the floodgates for all the whistleblowing or whatever? Was it you that said that?
I don't know if I said that.
Oh, okay.
I can't
thought that was kind of interesting.
Confirm
though.
Or yeah. deny. I do know that recently there have been at least 3 porn stars on the younger end have, let's just say they're dead. I don't know how they died. I need to get the details on that.
Recently?
It's real sketchy. Yeah, within the past month or so. And this is 2018 we're speaking in right now. So
now, these the porn stars that said they had an affair with the president?
But see, that's where I'm trying to figure
or
out.
Are you
I don't
trying to say
that.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to
no,
say that.
No, because there's
that.
One who's like
one has
talking.
Come out.
Yeah, she's talking right now.
And she's bold and emblazing.
So you were thinking that
her path.
In a if you had a conspiracy type mind.
Which
you,
I wouldn't.
You would wonder how the other ones died because maybe they were about to talk.
Well, I don't understand how. I mean, like we all know of porn stars throughout the decades. Do they die? Yes, of course they're human. They die mm-hmm. just like all of us die, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for 3 of them around the same age group.
Nah, I missed that.
Yeah, that.
Where you see that on?
Just multiple media outlets. Hmm. You know, it's not like I'm on porn sites or not like that. Finding out.
Why not? What you mean?
I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
you better than that? You better than the rest of us?
No, I'm not better than that. I'm
you
just
better
like,
than the rest of us?
I'm just like, I don't have Wi-Fi, so you know.
Now you ain't got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so I don't do that.
You know
what I mean?
90% of the porn people can watch on their phone, so that's like saying you don't have a phone.
Oh, is that what people watch in porn?
90%.
So how do you watch it?
On the phone.
Okay.
What do you mean?
So now let me ask you this. Are you tough enough to watch it while your girl is there?
Yeah.
Because she's okay with it or because you're sneaking it?
Well, no. If I'm watching it while she's there, it's because we're watching it together.
No, it doesn't have to be. You
no,
could
that's
be in
why
the bathroom squeezing one.
No.
You
no,
could
no.
be squeezing one. And she could be in the front room.
But why would I be first of all, I don't have a front room, so it's the bathroom, and then it's everywhere else.
wait, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I live in a studio bachelor apartment efficiency. But no, why
the
would
the bathroom
I,
is in the living room?
Yeah, why would I need to? Why would I need to squeeze one off in hiding while she's there? That don't make no sense. What up, Craig? But yeah, so what's yeah? What's your
so
question?
Wait a second. Let me ask you a question.
Okay,
have you ever squeezed one off while your girl was there?
No,
are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand why would I have to.
Well, I don't understand either. Oh, wait, but I know people who have. That's what I'm asking.
Are you asking for a friend?
I'm not asking for a friend. Oh, I know friends that have.
Okay.
I know friends that have. So yeah. I'm asking, are you one of those friends?
No, but okay. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't. Not when, they were right there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why would you even
see,
need to?
See, I said
to?
They. See, you want you ain't.
Nah, I peeped
that.
It.
Okay.
I peeped it.
Cause sometimes it be more than one.
I can't relate.
Why?
Yeah, I can't relate. I'm on, telling man. You,
you be,
I don't know why.
You be on tour.
Why, wait a minute.
And on stage
wait a minute,
with
why
this
am
person
I,
and
why
that
am I
person.
A loser and a lame? I don't know why, but I just know I can't relate. I can't tell you why I'm unsuccessful at that.
Wait. We're gonna stop this. You never had a menage.
Nicki Minaj's first album?
Not the first album. You never had a Minaj.
I'm sure at some point I have. If I were to recall, I'm sure at some point. I'm sure.
Okay, but can you physically tell me, yes, I have, and I remember when?
Oh, man, I can physically tell you anything, but whether or not it'd be accurate, that's okay. A whole other thing.
Okay, so you haven't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that I have, but I don't know the details.
Oh, but you know what you could have, and this is to remember, because you could have had too many that night.
Okay.
No, not too many girls, but too many whatever you was doing.
Okay.
Whatever your vice was, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I give you that. I'll take that. It happens.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing about it is, it's okay if you did, because you can still be president.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, okay. Like, now, you talking about the porn thing, like, and it doesn't get a much press because the left and the right is doing so much battling.
Right.
But, like, this one girl is talking, I don't know the name, but she's talking. She's saying, I was an escort, and and it was one time with me, him, and Ben Roethlisberger walked me to the room.
No, she
and,
didn't say that.
No, she did.
I missed that story.
Yeah. She said, he sent Ben over and whoop-de-whoop back and forth. And Ben was the one that ended up walking her to his room, wherever he was, whatever year this was.
Now, did Ben stay?
I don't know. Well, you know, hey, Ben liked to grab him by the pussy too.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
They said Ben got away.
Okay.
He got away with, you know, a lot of people have been, especially even, they said it when it happened. And they're bringing it back up again now, like towards 2000, end of 2017, early 2018. Like, you know, Ben got away with a rape.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saying that?
I don't know
because I wasn't there.
Well, all right, here's the thing.
Allegedly.
He got away with, under the classical definition of rape, yes.
Okay. Now, what about your president?
Absolutely. If grabbing him by the pussy, if that's your move, then yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was talking to an attorney friend of mine. She was telling me how most people don't understand what the definition of rape actually is.
Because
of
what,
the way we conditioned, how we grew up and watched the news and the TV shows or whatever. It's not actual penetration.
It's not.
It's actually, you can do big numbers of years in jail for unwanted sexual contact. And that the technical, like sexual assault comes under the classification of rape.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, man. I mean, it's that's why this thing is so serious. This whole, the whistleblowing and the Me Too movement is so serious because on both sides.
Well, let me ask you a question because you have somebody like Oprah coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that, SAG for the awards when she gave her speech?
Oh, recently, was it SAG or was it the Golden Globes? Was it Golden Globes?
Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Golden Globes, everybody was wearing black.
Right.
And the people fell in love with the possibility of her running for office.
For president, right. Which came out of nowhere. Like, what? Because you gave a speech?
Well,
did she drop hints? Because I missed it.
People have said that before. Like, Oprah should run.
Yeah, but did she be like, you know, and in 2020?
No,
like what got everybody so excited? I woke up the next morning. It was like, yes, run, Oprah, run, yes. Like, what did she say?
But you know, it's not about what she said.
She got
it's
damn
about
unicorn.
Who is in office. So because he's in office,
oh, true.
You can have
anybody that speaks.
Denzel step up. You can have. The Rock.
Yeah.
You can have George Clooney. You can have all of these different entertainment, showbiz type.
He messed up the curve.
Trump.
Oh, 100%. Because now it's going to be all celebrity from here on out.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's going to be a one and done because they're going to see, like, are we. But see, the difference is he's not just a celebrity. He's not just entertainment. He's not just, per se, quote unquote, an actor. He is a businessman, not saying that that's much different.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's that, he gets away with a little bit more because his constituents love him, not because he's a reality star, but because they feel that he can bring us out of this hole that we are in.
I disagree 100%, unequivocally.
No, man.
His base is unlearned, uneducated, and unintelligent, and they are completely mesmerized with this celebrity.
They're mesmerized, but they also, in their mind, and I've heard them say this from West Virginia to Idaho, where his constituents have actually said, well, he understands business. He's a billionaire.
But they don't understand business.
Like, they don't understand that. None of his policies is for them.
That's right. So what I'm saying is they're mesmerized with his celebrity so much. It's like Rush Limbaugh effect. It doesn't matter what he says. Mm-hmm. They just regurgitate it because he's a celebrity. And most Americans, the majority of Americans on the left and the right, are obsessed with celebrity.
Yes.
It just so happens that these slack-jawed hicks and white supremacists are like, he's a hero.
Right.
Because he's a celebrity, he say what we thinking. He say that shit I haven't been allowed to say.
Uh-huh.
And he get to say it on TV and to everybody.
Right.
He gonna take it back to how I think things should be. These uppity niggers and these Asians and these you know, these rich whites and all that, you know, he's telling it to their face, and that's how they think of him. But they're completely mesmerized by his celebrity, by the fact that he's a celebrity.
So the possibility of Oprah in 2020 for you is how? What's the percentage? What do you think? The possibility of her.
I don't know. It don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. But neither did Trump.
Neither did Trump. So, I couldn't even. Man, all stats is blown out the water. Man,
and she has not said that she's going to run.
She don't say that she hasn't said that
she
wanted
to run.
She has
not said that she's going to run.
But I'm gonna tell you, like I saw on somebody's timeline today, they're like, Oprah ain't gonna do that, man. Because once her secrets start coming out, she ain't got time for that.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm
she
going.
She ain't got time for
that's
that.
That's why I'm going. Because, you know, everybody can't deal with their skeletons being brought out.
You got to have everything on Front Street out the gate. So you got to have all that junk washed. You got to have all the people killed off that you need to kill off. You got to have your money right and your insides right, your taxes, all that.
Or not, but
she ain't. She's not a white male, so she can't do that.
See, that's why I want
to. Yeah, she can't do that.
That's
so hers got
that's
to be right.
So that's the difference. Hers because she's be right. Not that.
She got to be ready for her relationship with Gail to be front and center.
But you know what? It's not even all white males, because all white males could not have gotten away with what Trump has gotten away with, because the Hollywood persona, the reality star, the whole shtick that comes with that, along with being quote unquote a billionaire,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote a businessman, all of those things combined has allowed him to get away with crimes that he has allegedly committed and been able to become
and
stay president.
So what you're saying?
That it would be hard for somebody like a Oprah or
no,
even
you said
a George.
White male. You said a white male.
No, all white males cannot get away with Trump, which what Trump got away
they definitely
with.
Could. In America,
no,
they definitely
no,
could.
No.
They definitely
if it was,
could.
If it was Bill Maher, if it was George Clooney, if it was
I'm saying a white male that appeals to that base. It's more them than the other kind.
Right.
If you appeal to that base, you win.
They have to appeal to that particular base that he appeals
that's
to.
That's the majority of America. That's what black folks don't realize when they still try to wrap their hands around what happened. That's the majority of America.
What?
That think and act that way. He riled up the majority of America. Numbers-wise.
It's just a
numbers game.
Right.
There's more slack-jawed Southerners than there are progressive whites.
We're not going to do that.
It is what it is, though.
We're not going to do that.
I mean, just population and number-wise, it is what it is. That's what we don't realize, man. It's a numbers game.
But the numbers are changing. The numbers are changing, bro. The population is changing. It is. But you got to take into consideration.
Yes, it is.
Well, everybody that's accounted for is not necessarily voted.
But you also got to take into consideration who turned the tide. Turned the tide was the white woman. She turned the tide in an election.
She did. And what's so interesting to me is this is allegedly the guy who did a lot of stuff. And he did a lot of stuff to probably white women.
Yeah. But it don't matter.
Allegedly.
But it don't matter. So
and them same white women voted him in.
Well, see, here's the piece to that is they're enablers of white supremacy, point blank, period. So what happens is you, regardless of what you feel or think, you got to protect your king. You got to protect.
On some chest.
You got to protect your king.
Yeah.
So you can think and march and be all women's rights and all that, be in the streets hooping and hollering. But your king, your breadwinner, the only person that's going to protect you is that white man.
Mm-hmm.
So you still got to ride.
But wait a second. Let's think about these past marches that happened. What was that? A couple of days ago. Like what?
The Women's March.
The Women's March.
Part two.
Part two.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, multiple states. And you can't tell me that some of those women weren't coming from homes where their man, their brother, their cousin, their father, their son did not say, well, mom or sis or, you know, you shouldn't go out there and do that because that's crazy. You look like a liberal. You doing this, you doing that, blah, 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 blah. And she went anyway.
Probably few and far between.
No, I disagree.
All right. Even if she did, so what? There's nothing at stake right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can decide. Solidarity. All eyes is on the women's march. There's nothing competing with it. There's no other issue on the table. This is the hot button issue right now. It is the solidarity of the women's movement. And you know, so that's what it is. Okay. But election time last year, it was a different thing. Even though, when did the march come? It came the weekend of the inauguration.
Yeah,
but by then it's too late.
It was like a year ago.
By then it's too late.
Yeah, it was like a year ago. Yeah.
It's too late by then. But, you know, they weren't ready to ride with Hillary.
Now, whose fault was that? Was that Hillary's fault? Was that the DNC's fault?
Nah, man, from what I've been reading lately, it was the motherfucking Russians' fault, man.
Oh, come on.
Facebook fault.
Come on, man.
It's a major.
We're not going to do that.
Man, it's a major thing going on right now with the FBI and the CIA and Facebook because, and Twitter, too, because so many of those accounts that shared stories that I retweeted and I believed came from about 100 Bammers in a room somewhere in Russia with accounts.
What were those stories that you were retweeting?
You gotta realize, man, like it's bigger than Nino Brown, man. I read this thing that broke it all down. And this shit is so, it hits home on how susceptible we are to
fake news?
To fake news. And I hate to use that because I remember when y'all was using it on the Al Sharpton show and when you would tell me about stories or whatever, the actual term for fake news, there used to be parody articles.
Mm-hmm.
Articles that were clearly fake.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump got in and that term they start flying that around.
Running with it.
Yeah. Flipped it. So now it means something different.
Right.
Right, but in the beginning,
he called real news fake news too.
Real news fake news, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm talking about those fake articles where the article was completely, literally fake, like a spoof or a parody, right? But it had information in it that was juicy to you, so you fell for it. The headline would be like, Hillary was found out not to actually have graduated from college, and then it'd be a full article that looked real,
and it not be true,
and it'd be absolutely completely true. So I'm using that example. Of course, that didn't happen.
Right.
But you'll get those in your inbox, and you'll be like, God damn! You see how they get us, and you'll retweet it and share it, and that becomes an actual mentality. It gets in the ether. But and so on the other, but this is what the Russians was doing, though. Listen. I'm trying to tell you.
Who's falling for that shouldn't have been voting anyway.
It's America. What do you mean?
Come on,
Americans,
man.
Was falling for it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's so much information that we get that we ourselves don't have the time to scrutinize. We just repost. They said Facebook played a major role in not scrutinizing that type of content.
Right.
That it changed the opinions of everyday Americans.
See,
and the Russians was doing it so hard against the Hillary side that it just made people be like, you know, no, I'm voting for Trump because
he's for
and
us.
It really worked.
He's for us.
But it worked.
He's for us.
And they're pinpointing that they actually changed the mindset of the American voter by way of social media. But so okay, that hacker shit is real, man.
I agree that was real, right? I believe that was real. But at the same time, I also believe that not enough people liked her to begin with.
Yeah, but where does your dislike comes from if not swayed opinion? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I think it was before that. I don't think they were a fan of her.
No, but they were rocking for like 2-3 years from back when she was the Secretary of State. That's what I'm saying. Your only reason you or the people you talking about don't like her is because why? Like, you ain't never met the bitch? Like, no, how you know?
I don't dislike her, but I know a lot of people.
But why though?
I know a lot.
It's because of what they've read and heard.
No. It's just the way sometimes people just rub people the wrong way.
But how? You know how.
Like it could be the way somebody looks. It could be their voice. It could be the way they inflect their words.
But where do you even get any of that?
From watching and listening.
That's right, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. They skew all of, they manipulated all of that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't even know how conditioned we are, you know.
But I think that was before the tampering.
Nah, they've been tampering for like 5 years is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
They got you hating her for a reason that you don't even know.
See, I was never a hater. I was never a hater of her.
I didn't think one way or the other with regards to that. I've shared false news stories. I've reposted shit that wasn't true because I ain't know. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't have time to go do the research. I'd be like, oh, man. They'll say, you know, Trump surrogate did so-and-so, such-and-such. I'm like, yeah, that's fucked up. And then I reposted. See how y'all Republicans do? And it'd be a fake article. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But imagine if that's happening 100 times a day to you.
Right.
Your mind, your mentality is going to completely change. You're going to view and skew.
Right. Now I get you.
I think that shit's real, though. I believe in all that, man. I just believe in that anyway, and the controlling the ether and the algorithms that social media has that bring you certain content that, you know, that normally you wouldn't see unless you was looking for it and shit like that. And then it changes your opinion. Like the whole email shit. Like with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and the last week he releases the emails like it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then people fall. So if the headlines say, here's 50,000 deleted emails, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tone.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna take the same tone. Mm. Yeah, why that bitch delete her emails? Mm. What she got to hide? Mm. Who gives a, like, that, if you look back, who gives a fuck? Like, that shit had no bearing.
Let's not do that.
Compared to the shit that he's doing, like the illegal shit?
No, not to compare.
You talking about something you think is unethical or immoral, and it really doesn't matter? Or like I had the emails at the crib.
It does matter because it's you're not supposed
in
to do
context.
That.
In context. You're not supposed to have
a separate email.
Sure. And you're not supposed to hide your money from the IRS.
No.
But we still ain't seen a tax return from the... That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But it's the tone of how they put the stories out there where you like, you know what? That's a bitch-ass shit.
Mm.
She hiding her emails. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, they so snaky. And then you take on that mentality and you take it on the bills. And then you go and you vote based on that energy. So you had a lot of people that were split down the middle and then just voted opposite of her, because I don't like her.
This is what I think.
They manipulate us, man.
I don't think she's back up to run 2020. No. I think we got bigger things to worry about, because in 2018 we just had a serious situation, and we had the Hawaii situation where it was possibly a false alarm with the missile.
You fell for that.
I didn't fall for it. I went with the story. The story was that they had a false alarm. Now, you asking me, what did I fall for, the false alarm, or did I fall for
the story?
Did I fall for the story? No, I believe the story is bigger than what it is.
So do you think that really happened?
That there was a launch?
No, that there was a
false alarm.
No, so the story was there was an alert that a missile attack is imminent. Take shelter.
Yes.
And then the story was, we let that alert out by mistake.
Yes. Yeah,
who is we and how?
See, there was no we, because they broke it down to one person. And I guarantee you that one person couldn't have made that mistake because they have, you know, checks and balances.
Fail safes.
They have fail safes set up for that. Yeah. And it's checks and balances. Like, you can't just push a button and then this alert goes out for the whole state, for the whole island.
Right.
You know,
Bama's was running and hiding and like for real.
And jumping in the sewers and all kind of crazy. Yeah. But we don't get the whole story because
we're not
privy to what's really going on in Hawaii.
Right.
But that could have also been
like a false flag, like a little test run.
A test run.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely believe that.
A test run. And
if I was the type of person to think the way I do and I lived in Hawaii, guess what? I wouldn't be living in Hawaii no more.
Yeah, because Hawaii is one of the first stops. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But or if something happens, yeah. I don't see something happening. I don't think it's going to get to that point. But who knows? Because it has before in history.
Yeah, right.
History repeats itself. So it has happened where, you know, we just have not. Thankfully, we have not had to deal with a lot of war on this land.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we went to war in other countries.
Right.
Not a lot of countries came here and went to war with us. But does that safeguard us? No.
Absolutely not.
It still could come, and it doesn't have to come with 50,000 people pulling up to the shores.
No, it's not going to be none of that.
It's not going to be none of that. It doesn't have to be. And that will come after everything else.
I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. It ain't going to be none of that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it's not going to be none of that. But I'll tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be cyber, man.
Yeah, cyber is easy.
It's going to be cyber.
Cyber is easy to do. Cyber is already happening now.
Yeah, and it's damaging, though. Like, You think about, I'm telling kids at work, man, if you ain't have electricity for 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
man, you'd lose your noodle.
Yes. Especially the youth.
30 minutes.
Especially the youth.
I mean, everybody though.
No, especially because the youth only know that.
Yeah, the youth only know electricity.
At least
right.
we know.
Yeah, right.
Like, having our lights out.
Right.
Like, we've been around long enough where we had the lights out.
But I'm just talking about, like, if there was some phone blackout.
It's a wrap.
Oh, man, it's a wrap. Like, just the phone. Your microwave your bathroom fan works.
Social media, you can't get on PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You can't get on Twitch and all these new little joints. Yeah. Like,
imagine if it was just a phone blackout.
A phone blackout alone.
Paralyzed, crippled.
But let's dig a little deeper. Okay, so say the electric grid goes out, right?
Mm.
So we lose electricity, we lose access to our phone, our computers, you know, TVs, everything, right?
Traffic lights.
Okay, so
flight patterns.
Traffic lights, yeah. We're not flying nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Buses, trucks, trains, all that's gone, right?
You can't pay your student loans, all that. Yeah.
Look, so that's going, right? But imagine if you can't go to the store and get your prescription.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go to the store and get your vice.
Imagine if you in a hospital on that machine.
And that machine not working.
Yeah, that happened in Florida when the hurricane.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Yeah.
And they had to move people.
Right. And some people didn't, a lot of them, a handful couldn't get moved because they ain't make it.
They didn't make it.
Yeah, they ain't make it.
They didn't make it. And this is what we have to be worried about. And then we had a situation where there was a earthquake in off the coast of Alaska. And they were saying that it was a possible tsunami coming towards Alaska
as well as
the West Coast.
And then I didn't hear anything.
That was a fault. That didn't happen.
You didn't even
I'm
hear,
not gonna call it a false flag.
But you didn't hear nothing else after that.
It just didn't happen.
At all that day.
But imagine if it did.
It's all scare tactics, man. It's fear mongering.
But let me tell you what we're losing. Not just are we losing American citizens if that happens, right? It's affecting the economy, the commerce, because of the amount of food that's harvested in California alone.
Yeah, true that. Oh, speaking of food, what's the last good documentary you saw?
Oh, I know where you're going. What's it called? What's the health or what? What is health?
I finally watched What the Health.
What the Health.
I finally watched. I've been putting it off because I feel like in my mind I knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And everybody was all year, 2017. It's vegan.
They're telling you to watch it.
Everybody's vegan this and I can't eat that and this and that. You know that this does that and dairy and this. Everybody was like, literally January when the shit dropped, everybody was vegan for like 3 months. Everybody. And I was like, I ain't going to bandwagon. I'm hip to a lot of that.
Right.
No
right,
knock
right.
to you, but right. I'm already hip. And this is what
you
I'm,
did that before.
Yeah,
you
I ran, did it before. Yeah, I take meat out of my diet every so often.
Yeah.
It was a regular thing. But man, I finally sat down and watched the other day. And when I tell you, that shit blew me away.
Yeah. It was supposed to.
And I seen other joints. I seen Food Inc., uh-huh. Knife Over Fork. Mm-hmm. I seen that. Mm-hmm. Or Fork Over Knife. You know,
fork
what,
over knife.
What's making us sick something. I forgot the one.
So what about What's the Health did it for you? What was it? Why did it shut everything else down?
Because the explanation on how diabetes it's actually caused in the body to me made 100%
absolute sense.
And
how many people do you
sense.
Know who have it?
Too many.
Okay, there we go.
It may, but the fact that I felt like we've been tricked our whole entire lives.
Mm. You know, Damon Dash just came out and said that.
We've
he
been
tricked.
In our generation,
that.
My parents' generation.
He got diabetes.
Their parents.
Damon Dash got diabetes.
I didn't know that.
He just came out and said we've been tricked.
I mean, you know, milk does the body good. You know, get your meat and potatoes.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I thought that was real because they said it.
You better be careful. You might need to escort home, bro.
Why would I not think that that's like my... So I was talking with my pops about a month before I saw the actual documentary. And like I said, I'm hip to certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about taking meat out of diet. And he was like, his first response was, well, where am I going to get my protein?
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched What the Health, and they said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that's people's first reaction.
Right. Cause they only know what they've been taught.
That's what we've been raised, and yep. I was like, "Damn!" And then when the Bama said, "Yo, there's protein in everything,"
and not even that, you don't need that much.
You
protein.
Don't need that much protein, right?
Unless you trying to be a bodybuilder, your body does not require
right.
large amounts of protein,
and it does not have to come from animal
to
fat
to do your day to day activities,
right? And they said the four strongest, biggest animals in the jungle. The rhinoceros, the gorilla, and the gorilla's all lean. He's all lean. He's all muscle. The elephant, they don't eat meat at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it just hit home. Like I said, we've heard all the, you know, our teeth ain't built for it. And, you know, we're not supposed to eat the flesh of another ant. We've all heard that, right?
Yeah.
And chickens are dirty and the pigs eat their own stuff and they don't have sweat gland. We all heard the reasons why. But when he connected the dots to straight to diabetes because he said the biggest trick
and not just the diabetes but we're gonna go with that
yeah he's talking about cancer
that.
But yeah, no yeah. Diabetes stuck out because I'm gonna tell you why because when I say we was a trick because I always thought it was sugar and when he smashed that joint and was just shooting it out there he was like sugar huh
like sugar that just runs through
he
your
was
body.
Like he was like the reason why sugar becomes a problem is because of the fat from the animal flesh blocks.
That's blocking the sugar
that's blocking
from being
the sugar
released.
From being, yeah, and I was like, ah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. He was like, they always talk about sugar and starch. He said, nobody in the history of nothing has ever had diabetes from overeating starch. And I was like, huh.
And people think it's the sugar.
Yeah, right. And he
most
said, it's
people,
not the sugar. He
most
said,
people think it's the sugar.
Nigga, diabetes, you talk to old black folks, it's called the sugar.
It's called the sugar.
It's called the sugar.
My sugar.
Yeah.
My sugar's up or my sugar's low.
And that's
up.
Because your body is not absorbing it correctly because it's being blocked by the fat from the animal. And I was like, holy shit. It was like the biggest revelation to me. Like, I was like, ah. And then some shit at the end where he showed the people that weren't doing too well. And in 2 weeks... 2 weeks with a plant-based diet.
I changed.
Complete 180 in 2 weeks.
They went from having like a little Walker joint from
inflammation
walking straight up.
And medication. She said, I don't have to take none of these medicines.
Man, don't get me started.
That shit is. Oh.
Don't get me started, bro.
But you know what I like? I saluted him at the end because he snuck one in on you. He said, although I'm not a full vegan, he said, because I got to, you know, he basically said, I got to eat eggs. And I was like, that's me. That's me right there.
That's, but you know
that's,
what?
That's going to be my problem.
I think this is the trick. This is the trick bag right here. You can have little things here and there. You got to treat things like that's not good for you like treats. Right. You don't get a, you're not supposed to have a treat all the time.
Right.
You're not supposed to have a treat for every meal.
Right.
Like you get a treat when you do something good or you accomplish something, right? So in your mind, you can say, oh, well, I accomplished, I got through my morning, I should have a treat. I got through my afternoon, I should have a treat. No. No, a treat should be like once in a while.
Right.
If at the most, once a day.
And he shitted on people to say, you know, everything's good in moderation. He shitted on that. That one doctor, you remember that part?
No, well,
he was
right,
like,
right
nah, he was like, I mean, he was basically like, people always use that as an excuse, we're in moderation. He was like, you don't want
poison diabetes in moderation.
See, you don't want diabetes in moderation.
I don't want poison in moderation.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I just have a little poison.
The point to that is we do want poison in moderation because that's what we like. We like poison.
Well, that's only because we've been.
We like poison.
I ain't gonna lie. Because of.
Poison
how
tastes
been
good.
Because
poison feel good.
Because of how we've been tricked. I'm an addict.
Yes, because of how we've been tricked.
Yeah. So you trick me in being an addict? I'm addicted to bacon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you addicted?
Not anymore. I mean.
But how often do you have it?
Not anymore. A lot.
None.
I haven't had it in a long time.
Like what? Once a week?
I haven't had it in a long ass time. I can't remember the last time I had it.
Now, when you say bacon, you talking about pork?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm talking about bacon.
Bacon, period.
Because I don't think bacon is pork.
Okay, so let me throw this at you.
That's a whole other thing.
So I was with.
It's too delicious.
I was at my parents' house for Christmas, right? So I've never cooked pork bacon in my life. Have I eaten it when I was younger?
How does that even? What do you mean? You've never cooked pork bacon in your life?
I never cooked pork bacon in my life. You know I'm a chef.
That makes no sense.
And I never cooked pork bacon until Christmas. So my mother was like, yeah, so we got...
You probably did it wrong, too.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you. So she said, well, we got pork bacon and we got turkey bacon. She said, okay, so we actually put the bacon in a pan in the oven, right? But same thing would have been on the skillet, on the stove, right? So put the bacon in the oven or whatever. So I'm used to making bacon in the oven, turkey bacon, so no problem. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Mm.
Put it in, and so I see all this oil coming off the bacon. So I didn't even watch bacon get cooked, because that's how far removed I am from pork products and even bacon, because like I wasn't even a big bacon fan when I was eating pork. And when I was eating pork, I was like, and like this was like ninth grade.
So it's your first time seeing the oil come off, even though it's fat. I mean,
yeah, but it's the first time me watching it as being the person preparing
it. And it disgusted you.
Not even disgusted me, but I was just like, yo, I cannot believe that much oil was coming off those little slithers of meat.
And fat.
And the fat, the oil, fat and oil, same thing, right? So it's coming off. And I'm used to making turkey bacon, so I'm not used to seeing all that, right? And so I'm like, well, we need to pour this off. And she's like, no. That's what
makes bacon bacon.
Yeah, that's what cooks it. What helps cook it.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh?
It's rendering.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I was like, we need to pour off.
You don't eat fried chicken?
I do.
Right.
I do eat fried chicken, but fried chicken is a treat.
I ain't even talking about how often you have. I'm saying you grew up eating fried chicken. Fried chicken is
same thing. It's cooked in the oil.
Yeah, it's cooked in the oil, which back then used to be
and put
pork
the batter
fat.
On. Yeah, but
used to be pork
back
fat.
Then it was lard.
Which is pure
way back
pork fat.
Exactly, which is
bacon fat.
It's even worse.
Yeah,
but that's probably what made the chicken taste even better to
and
people.
And it's delicious. Yeah.
I just like that would just disgust me because I don't.
Well,
even like
now it does because you understand it.
But even before, like I didn't like the taste of pork, and I'm not saying that I'm like holier than thou or nothing like that. You know, everybody likes what they like. I never
you
really
were privileged.
I was never really a fan. So it didn't take nothing for me to not eat pork.
Bacon has
it was
type
easy.
Of,
I just cut it off like that.
Bacon has the type of taste that you can eat 47 pieces and still, if somebody offered you another slice, you would take it.
See?
You would take it.
See?
That's how it was.
So that's a vice.
I've moved away from that and only in just.
He said.
No, because you got to
after 47 man, pieces.
You got to recondition yourself, man. You got to, and over the years, I've been, you know, you do fasting for a certain amount of time, or you remove something from your diet after a certain time.
But just the
you
difference.
You won't miss it. You won't miss it. Yeah.
The difference in the preparation is just like the amount of fat and oil that comes off of pork.
But I mean,
you can
dab it and let that grease off when it's done. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's what people do. They'll some people wipe it down with a paper towel or something, or let it sit on the little grill part and let the oil drip through or whatever. But for the most part, I'm like, yo, there's nothing about this that could be possibly.
Well, let me ruin your day.
Good for you.
Because as bad as pork bacon is, it's still better for your insides than turkey bacon.
Why?
Stamp.
Why?
Because it's the way it's processed. Like your turkey bacon is a composite, a press of processed meat.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a hot dog. Pork bacon is a slice of the actual.
It actually is
the
not.
The muscle and fat.
It's not a slice.
It is a slice.
It's a process. It's a process too. It's the exact same process, but
it's not mushed together meat. Turkey bacon is a composite meat.
You're right.
It's like,
you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's like the inside of your cabinet drawers.
And they just put it together and make a little slither with it. Yeah. No, I feel you on that. And that's not good for you either. But, I mean, we can go down the list of, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of stuff.
Yeah, it's tons of stuff. But, like, I only brought that up because I was thrown off by the process.
Yeah.
And
if you've seen something for the first time, then hell yeah.
Yeah. But you know, it's neither here nor there. You know, if people like what they like, just remember, you gotta have portions. You gotta treat certain things that you know is bad for you like a treat. Like I'm not telling everybody to cut everything off cold turkey, whatever the terminology is.
That doesn't work. I'd rather say cut back than cut off.
Yeah.
That's what helped me get off of most of get off of meat.
Right.
And
I need you to stay up.
Hey, did you you talking about New Year's? Did you watch Dave Chappelle's special?
Yes.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
All three.
Well, he only dropped two.
It was two.
That's last year. That's last year.
I only saw one. It's two this year?
It's two last year and two this year.
Oh, I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, it's right behind the joint that you watched this time. He's in a small room.
Yeah, but I saw so I saw the one. What's the one in New York?
That was in D.C.
Oh, yeah, I saw the one in D.C.
At the Warner,
what's the other one?
The one in L.A. at the Belly Room at the Comedy Store.
Okay, I see that one. So that's on Netflix now?
Yeah.
I got to check that.
Well, then I can't even really.
Can't go there?
Nah, because it's something, I wanted to break down something that explanation he gave for why he left. I wanted to get your opinion on it, but you got to watch the shit.
Okay, well, we do
we'll
podcasts.
We'll do podcasts.
We're going to do this again.
And in that same vein, though, Monique, man.
Okay.
Like,
okay, I get her outbursts. I get her reason for, because this is what she does. So I like, this falls in the same vein of things that she has done in the past. But at the same time, she gotta get her stuff straight before she jump all the way out there.
Explain that. This is what she does. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, she has some situations.
There's a follow up question coming to me.
Okay, yeah, she's had some problems in the past where she has wanted to voice her opinion and go to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that, but you got to make sure your ducks is in line and your facts are straight. So when she went out there and she jumped out there on Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, who are international and they cross genres, mm-hmm. Not saying that she doesn't, but she doesn't on their level. Mm-hmm. Okay, now she made a good point. That's with great. Amy Schumer. Yeah. She made a good point that she broke it down like, look, my movie actually made more profit than her last movie. Mm-hmm. So why did she get a million? She get offered a million. I got offered 500,000. Amy Schumer.
She got offered 12 million, actually.
She got 12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Amy?
Yes.
Okay, so Amy got 12. I think she must have, the one I read, the piece I read, mm-hmm. the article I read, she said one.
No, it was, that was a misprint. It was 11.
Misprint.
She negotiated two more. So okay, she got 13, yeah.
Oh, well, I get that now.
So my
follow, even more so.
My follow-up question was, the outburst being her thing, has that ever worked for her?
No.
No, it has not.
That's what I'm saying.
It has never worked for her.
That's my point. Like you got to find a different tactic.
And here's the thing with boycott. So she called for a boycott of her fans, made a little video in the crib, and was like, because of gender bias and race bias, we should boycott Netflix because they lowballed her. And, I think we abuse this whole boycott thing. Everything's a boycott. This is a boycott. That's a boycott. Blah, blah, blah. This, unfortunately, I hate to sound this way, this don't affect the rest of us.
No.
This is what you would call a real rich people problem. Like, yeah. For
first
real.
World. First world.
First world, yeah.
First world problem.
And my
you
problem.
You got offered $500,000.
Yeah, and my problem is when rich people have problems with their money, they always go to poor people.
Uh-huh. To rally.
Yeah, to rally for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what my statements, I'm not saying anything that she don't deserve it. I'm not saying that they didn't lowball her.
Mm-hmm.
But to come to us to ask for us to rally around that issue, mm-hmm. nah, man. Mm-hmm. It's just so many other ways, other things you could have done.
Mm-hmm.
She could have shot her own special and then shopped it.
What Dave Chappelle did. He shot it first and then took it to Netflix.
I don't know if that's what happened.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yes.
Because sometimes they'll do it.
He had the first two in the bag already.
No, I thought they did that.
No. He had.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of times that's what happens.
I've heard him interview and he say like, yo, I had these and I was just.
Okay, even better.
Yeah.
She could have did that.
Yeah.
The other piece is, let's go, let's stop. This is business. So, and I love to pull the race card. I'm a race card driver.
You a race car puller?
I'm a race car driver.
A race car driver.
Yeah. So, but let's go business.
Uh-huh.
This is a digital platform.
Yeah.
Now, when you're a digital platform, guess what? You get to deal in analytics. Analytics is the lifeblood of your operation.
Mm-hmm.
That means to say that we stream and I can track who watching,
mm-hmm.
what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not where I put a commercial on the radio, I hope you hear it.
Right, right, right.
And that's where I put the movie in the theaters.
Commercial on TV.
Commercial on TV, I advertise, I hope you see it.
Yeah.
No, I put this on, I can see who watched it and what they watched.
Yep.
So the value then becomes how many of your people can watch this?
Yeah.
So from a mathematical standpoint, very simple. At the time, Monique had about 230,000 Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Amy Schumer had 6 million Instagram followers.
Right.
If I just came to you and said, I'm going to pay you $2 per follower, guess what numbers I come up with?
About 500.
500,000.
Yeah.
And 12 million.
Right.
So just in that example alone, that's how it could have went.
Yeah.
And you got to look at it like that way because it's a streaming service,
right,
where I can track every person,
right,
that subscribes and every,
right,
person that watches.
Right.
It's digital.
Right.
You're in a digital space.
Right.
So that could have happened. Even if that didn't happen, there are other platforms.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. You got to relax.
Like
the boy Nori said, you got to relax.
And even in the example you gave, there was some gray area in there because although she gave the example of the movie that she was in and the numbers it did, she was one, not a lead,
mm-hmm.
and all the movie was not released internationally.
Mm.
Amy Schumer's Trainwreck was released internationally.
Mm-hmm. And she only counts the numbers nationally.
And she was the lead in it.
Yeah. And so, she was saying, she also said that it cost her, the budget was a lot more. And the dividends, like what they made off of it was a lot less.
Yeah. But you comparing two
apples
different,
to
not even apples to oranges, but a Fuji apple and a Macintosh apple.
Mm.
Just different, like domestic numbers, international numbers, those play a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a big budget movie and it didn't make a lot. She was the lead. Yeah, your movie was low budget and it made a considerable amount. You weren't the lead. So you're not. So whereas Amy Schumer was the draw, even though it cost 42 and she pulled in 45, that's Amy Schumer drawing 45 million.
Mm-hmm.
Your movie cost 17 and it made 44. But you are not the reason for that. It was an ensemble cast.
That's right.
And that plays a role.
That's
your
right.
comedy special ain't going to be no ensemble cast.
No.
And I'm not turning on her. And I said this the other day on my live feed. I hate how people we turn on each other. Mm-hmm. Like the moment she did the video, it was fluke, corny, off base. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna sit there and say Monique is not funny. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do that. Like mm-hmm. people went to the internet, be like, "Shit, you shouldn't have did that. I ain't boycotting nothing. I need my Netflix and da da da. And you ain't funny anyway. You mm-hmm. ain't relevant."
A lot of comedians too.
Yeah, I was like, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, her, she's funny.
Yeah. You can't take. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
don't
can't,
take she, that from.
Yeah,
her.
Don't try to do that. Soon as somebody's not in the forefront currently, we give them the whole fell off tag.
Right.
And I was like, what do you mean, like? And we're the only people that do that.
Yeah.
You know, other people, other races, that person will be the legend and then they'll stay the legend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They'll be classic. Mm-hmm. Us, it's like, oh, you fell off. You ain't hot right now.
Yeah, she should be considered classic at this point.
Yeah. And that deal, to me, that just came down to bad management. Who you had at the table with you?
That's
who,
exactly
who had, who you had negotiating with you.
But even still, even if she had somebody that was negotiating well, Netflix could still come back and say, listen, this is what we're going to give you by the numbers that you have. Oh, if we're just doing social media.
Right.
We're not doing what your movie sold. Because like you said, that wasn't your movie.
Yeah.
You were in the movie. So regardless of that, we want to know how many of your people are going to come with you to this event here.
I saw some a smart option. Somebody said yesterday, even if she did a back-end deal.
Yeah.
Like, I take this, I don't want 500, give me 7. And they'd be like, we'll give you 6. And I'd be like, well, give me 6 and then a dollar off every, you know, more than X amount of, like, if somebody at the table that needs to be doing
streams,
it. Yeah, a certain amount of streams.
Right. Like, can I make, yeah, right. Exactly. That's where somebody coming to the table who really knew what they were doing could negotiate.
And her boycott Netflix video on
blood clot.
Yeah, blood clot Netflix.
Yo, boy.
It was at like 4 million views.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, that's 4 million views right there. I'd have took that to the table.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, 400.
And this is just me going at y'all.
Me going at y'all. You know 4 million. What I'm saying? Give me a dollar view.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll call it boycott Netflix. I'll call my special boycott Netflix.
You don't want to come off as the hater.
Yeah, nah.
You don't want to come off as the resentful, bitter person. Yeah. Like, you want to just ball out. Mm-hmm. Like, really just show what you got. Like, I mean, she had problems with Oprah. Didn't she have problems with Oprah?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what put her in the corner.
Yeah.
Oprah, she, Tyler, and Lee Daniels.
Lee Daniels.
Yeah. That's
and
what,
not saying that you can't have problems with people and voice your opinion.
Yeah, right.
But you got to have something to stand on.
And Hollywood know what's coming. And to be honest, shit, that may have had something to do with it. You don't know who. Well, you know who know who.
You know who know who. At least we know that certain people are going to know certain people.
And Wanda said,
I can have half of that.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes said, I got half of that. But also, back to my example, Wanda has half her Instagram followers.
Exactly.
So who's to say that they really didn't just go off of that?
Yeah, they could have easily.
Just
why
go off
not?
Of that?
Because that's where we are.
Yeah, digital space.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people who, but you know what's funny about that? Because what I've noticed is that you can have a huge following on your social media. That's not going to necessarily translate on to those people really supporting you on all your endeavors.
No.
Or even some of your endeavors.
You have to know how to finesse it.
It's not a lot of finesses.
They call that category of people influencers. They actually give them that title, influencers. Yeah. Or influencers.
Who can take at least a good percentage of their following mm-hmm. wherever they go.
And translate, right.
Yeah, like Kanye is able to do that.
Well, I thought you were talking about just social media.
Like no, the I'm comedians. Saying, because he was before social media.
Yeah, true that.
But at the same time, all his new fans,
right?
All his newbies are, no matter, like, you see his latest kicks, like are you serious? Like we wouldn't be wearing them joints like years ago, like 5-10 years ago. We would look at them joints like, oh, I'm gonna get those for my dad.
I never seen them. They not bad. They not, what they look like?
The new Yeezys, you gotta put them over your phone. They look like something that your dad, that you might buy for your dad, like go play racquetball.
All the kids wearing dad hats, so why not?
I mean, everything is wide open now. Like, it don't matter what you do or what you wear. If you're somebody, you can make it look cool.
If you're somebody. Yeah.
If you're somebody. Or if you finesse it.
If you finesse it.
If you finesse it with the right, you know, the right You know what I'm saying? You supplement it and the right additions.
The right look, yeah.
Yeah, you put the right things with it. You know what I mean? You can fly. But them sneakers he got out right now.
You wouldn't wear them?
I mean, the particular ones that I'm thinking in my head, I don't even know the name. I don't keep up with them like that hard. But the ones I seen, I'm like, come on,
yeah,
son.
Nah.
Like, them joints look like something I get for my dad to go, not even the styling, though, to go play racquetball in. You know what I'm saying?
But at least it'd be comfortable.
Yeah. But I mean, the things that's going on now, you see him and Dame, they got back together. They getting ready to do a movie. The movie's on its way out.
Kanye and Dame?
Kanye, exactly.
Oh, yeah, with Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash now, trying to hate on it.
Right.
Why was she trying to hate on it? She really was in it. She was like, why you put my face on that? Because you was in it.
Yeah, well, maybe she's saying, why you put my face on it? Because people ain't gonna check for it if my face is on it. She might have been looking out for it. Oh, okay.
No, she was hating on it because she didn't want to be associated with it because she's so conservative now.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to be a part of that hip hop.
Why did she agree to do it?
Because at that time, I think when they filmed it, it was probably a couple years ago.
A couple years ago was when she was saying dumb shit still.
Yeah.
So that don't
matter. But she's like ultra conservative now.
Well, she said something recently that was wild, man.
You still smash?
She would, nah.
You wouldn't smash Stacey?
Nah, I couldn't do it. She was defending. This whole, she was lightweight defending Harvey Weinstein. You know,
until the backlash.
Well, yeah, but and people, you know, it was real complicated. But I thought it was fascinating, so I want to make sure I get it right. Mm-hmm. But she was like, "There's an effort to take the masculinity away from men," and she was like, "There's a fine line between a man's pursuit of a woman and sexual harassment, sexual assault," mm-hmm. and as fucked up as it sounds right now in this climate, mm-hmm. some of what she said kind of made sense to me. Mm. And I'm gonna jump out there and I'm gonna say that. Only it was a portion about that's what a man is socialized to do.
To holler. No, but see, it's a difference between hollering and touching.
Sure. Let's put that out there. Yes. Yeah, violating and unwanted and all that.
Unwanted touching and unwanted stroking and poking.
I get that.
Yeah.
But it was a piece the way she worded it, I can't remember specifically, but it was a piece that kind of made me think, like, wait, yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like a man.
I feel what you're saying.
The masculinity.
From a distance.
Yeah, because you don't want
to. I ain't trying to be associated with all that hot shit over there.
Shit, money hot over there, bitch. Nah, but if you think about it, like, the man is socialized to pursue assertively.
Yeah.
To speak, to holler, to compliment, uh-huh. He's hunting. It's right. The hunter.
So let me ask you a question.
So how do you, here's the point she was making was, how do you make that distinction without cutting off that masculine aspect of all men?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your boy Aziz? You familiar with his
story?
You
okay to Bad Date and Aziz Ansari.
Okay, Aziz Ansari.
Granted, we only know one side of the story.
Which is hers, but you know, he's spoken about his
right,
side
and he apologized,
in media.
Right.
He has been interviewed and said things.
Right.
And actually, that kind of lined up with her story.
Right. Yeah.
But the crazy part to me, and this was something that Brilliant Idiots was talking about. What's mm-hmm. his boy's name from Brilliant Idiots?
Andrew Schultz.
Mm-hmm. And that's his guy. Sometimes he comes on that show. Uh-huh. Aziz comes on there.
Yeah, right.
But so that's his guy. So, of course, he's going to ride for him. But he was making valid points. He was like, well, wait a second. When are we going to start holding people? He said women, but we got to say people.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Yeah, because it could be either way.
It could be either way. Because it's some men that could say me too as well.
Yeah.
So we gotta include them in that. And not just with women, but with men as well.
Right.
So when she, I guess, in the story that she's telling, mm-hmm. she even tells about how he kind of like pointed, like, you know, I'm fast forwarding through the date or whatever,
right.
And getting to the point where, you know, they're at his house or what, his apartment or whatever, and you know they're hanging out and they're doing whatever they're doing. He points to his crotch area, mm-hmm. like, "Yo, you know what to do." He didn't say this, but he pointed, "Hit me off."
Yeah,
and she does it
right.
So in his mind, he was like, "Oh, well, we doing this, right. then it's next for me. Right. We gonna go do that."
Right.
But let's get the law degrees out. Let's bring the law books out. Like, yeah, one thing doesn't mean the next.
True.
One thing doesn't mean the next, and it can get tricky for a guy because if, one, he doesn't understand who he's with.
Mm-hmm.
Two, if he doesn't understand the law. You got to almost understand the law before you worry about who you with.
Absolutely.
You know, because if you pushing, after if any part of,
Right.
Nah, I did that, but I didn't want to do this.
Right. And yes, I mean, Mike Tyson, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, all of them.
Those are all examples of one thing was cool, but the other was not.
Yeah.
So let's address that. So I'm going to be the asshole. You know, first thing first, no is no. And that's law, too.
No
is
no.
If it's verbalized or I think it's even suggested, like pantomimed. You know what I mean? I think that counts.
Shaking your head.
Yeah, right. So, but here's the thing. At what point is he a slime ball versus an assaulter?
I don't think he's an assaulter in this particular incident.
Right, but he would, in this climate, he could do time. He could lose his entire career.
He's not. He definitely will not. He won't. He won't.
He won't do no time, but he might lose his career and gigs and following.
And I'll put money on that. He won't lose none of that.
Well, you might be right because there are some women.
The way the story was told.
Yeah, the way.
From her.
There are some women that be like, bitch, you gave me head.
Right. Bitch, you was like, you did a little too much.
Yeah, you did too much. Why didn't you leave?
And right. So this
but then there's victims who would jump out there and be like, you don't know what it's like to be in that situation with the shock, and she was starstruck, and she was young,
and that's
and blah,
what
blah, blah,
women
blah.
Have said.
Yeah, and how do
to
you
her defense?
And how do you defend that though? Like, if you the guy,
this is what I would do if that was my daughter, sister, cousin, anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, where is the point where you say I am going to leave?
Yeah, right.
Before when you point it, like if a girl pointed to me. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I'm not sleeping with you. We're not smashing, right? In my head, I've already, because you know, women have decided that early.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he can get it or he's not getting it. I might play around with him.
Right.
And I should be able to do that. Like, a woman's mentality and a guy's mentality as well. But because she did what she did, in his mind, it was thrown off. But she could have been like,
yeah.
But when do you say, okay, I'm uncomfortable. I don't even want to do this.
Right.
Or did you? So say you did want to do that. And then after that, you're like, okay, I don't want to do anymore. This is your time to leave.
Yeah, because you got to, they always say women are the smarter sex. But like when you, if that just happened, you got to know that that's the mood of the room now.
Yeah,
and meat is out.
She never said that he was hostile with her and aggressive with her, like not allowing her to leave.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, once the meat is out, like that's the room temperature goes up. The
but
meat is out.
But you know what? I bet you've been in situations where you pulled your meat out and you actually pulled your meat out. You might even put it right by her face. You might have got denied, right? Like, nah. But it'd be right there, like, you know.
Right.
Just like,
Stop doing that.
Just like, banging her in the face. And she like,
Right.
And you put it away out of a little bit of shame.
Yeah.
And a little bit like, okay, this is not going my way.
Right.
So at that point, as a man, like, this is what I... Because I want to give advice to men the same way I'm giving advice to women.
Yeah, true.
Like, at that point, you did all that. And she's like, Now, she's not forcefully pushing you away, but she's like, And in your mind, like, is this a cat and mouse game? No, it's not. It's 2018. It's not a cat and mouse. It's not a cat and mouse game. If she says, and
that's great advice.
This is all I'm doing. Okay. I'm giving advice.
Yeah, great advice.
Like in 2018, if she says, put it away and that's, fall back.
That's great advice. But a drunk celebrity who could be a slime ball,
right?
Does that register to that person? Because
if it doesn't, they're in trouble.
Well,
in 2018,
yeah. But what I'm trying, going back to the other point, men have been socialized to
want to play cat and mouse.
Yeah, play that game. Yeah. Because women play cat and mouse.
Right.
And so in that example,
they almost sometimes like let's put out there in our past, our history probably where the woman almost wants you to do that.
Yeah. And they want you didn't to go always for mean no.
No, didn't always. Oh, yeah. They want you to like play around and like really ask
work
nicely,
for, so they don't feel like they just gave it up easy.
You might have to. You can't just kiss her in the lips on top. You might have to. But you know,
and that's tricky. It's tricky and unfortunate. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that no more. But I think it's unfortunate for somebody like him.
Why you switched up?
No. I'm talking about stragglers off the street. It met her at like a party.
Oh yeah, because and like when you with somebody,
So. Him in your example. Let's go back to your example.
Uh-huh.
Playing with the meat in the face,
right.
And she's like, she's waving it off, and you feel embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
But what if she put it in her mouth for 2 seconds, and then after that, it's like, nah,
she's out just for a little bit.
And then you're like, no. And then she's like, no, I don't want to do it no more. After that, do you honestly think that you're gonna put it away?
In 2018, as a lawyer.
Yes, as your lawyer.
That I am not certified to be.
Right, sure.
Didn't go to law school, don't have a law degree.
Sure.
But if I was one, what I would tell my client, my son, my friend, my cousin, my brother,
put it away.
Not my father, because my father didn't know me doing that because he already married, like, you know what I'm saying?
Put it away.
But like, put it away.
Yeah, hey,
put
I get it.
Put it away and let her take it out.
Nice.
Because if she takes it out, then that's totally
different. You know, the only good thing that's going to come from this reversal of the sexes out of this time period, history will look back on it, women are going to have to start being the aggressor. Because men go fall
women
back from that.
Women have been aggressive.
They have, but I'm talking about
for
like
decades.
No.
For centuries.
I'm saying it's going to be completely opposite. That's just going to be the way of things.
It's still going to be guys that's going to want, because they might not be with that aggressive woman. So
for dudes who don't want to get in trouble and lose their career and go to jail.
Dudes with sense, girls
will have to. Like, all right, think about it. You can't say hi. You can't offer to do this. You can't do that. You can't
say you look nice.
You can't look nice. Yeah, all that shit's going to evaporate.
Right.
So in a generation, it's going to go away.
Right.
So for a woman to
not even generation this year.
Yeah. Right. This year is the last year. It's the last year you could even holler at a bitch. No, but it's going to be a point where a woman, in order to get attention and to get a suitor, someone to. You know what I mean?
But do they need
express
suitors?
Express their attractiveness. Yeah, well.
I mean, there's so many toys out there. And then listen.
And there's that.
I wanted to get into the little plastic joints, the little mannequin
sex
joints,
the
sex toys. And then I seen a dude just ravish one. I seen a video of the after effect when he got so excited he tried to put the leg behind the head.
I think that was fake, though. I think that was fake. I saw that.
Okay.
And he broke it at the hip and all of that.
He might try style on it.
Yeah, but so the sex dolls is out now and they're available and they're like $2,000 and all that. And people is like beside themselves. And I don't understand what's so.
Who cares?
Like women have been dealing with dildos and sex toys and all that, which replaces a man.
Yeah.
Forever.
For a year.
Like
decades.
We don't judge.
For decades.
Women do not get judged for that.
For decades.
But now they come with a full sex doll.
Well, you know
I think it's because
different?
It's the full doll and
not
it could
that.
Look better than you.
Well, that is
I think
that
that's the problem.
Case. That is the case,
I think
one.
It could look better
two
than
is
you.
A little weird. It's a little weird.
It's weird because it's a whole person. But
it's a whole person.
But a big rubber dick ain't weird to you?
I mean, it's not because we've been socialized for that to be okay.
Right.
We have not been socialized because now this comes off like AI. This almost comes off like AI.
Some of them are. Some of them are the robotic kind. Some of them are just dolls, and some of them are the robots that talk.
Right. Like, when you're really spending money.
Yeah, when you're spending money.
Like, if you got money like you, you might just get the AI.
I might get the AI.
Where they talk back to you and all that.
Get the AI upgrade with the Bluetooth, and it comes with Netflix.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You can watch the porn
while you on the joint. Nah, you know what I'm saying? They got a screen on their stomach.
Nah, but we've been socialized. We've been socialized with the whole... You know, the strap-ons, the vibrators, the dildos, the magic ball, all the stuff.
Yeah, you know all the names, damn.
All the stuff that they come with. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know all the little toys.
Well, you know, I got girls that like girls, so they do all that. You know what I mean? I got my peoples, but you know what I'm saying? So it's I get it, but at the same time, like to me, where you going with it is they shouldn't trip.
Yeah, they shouldn't trip.
But at the same time, for real, you spending $15, $20, $2,200 for this joint right here?
If that's what you into.
If that's what you into, it's not hurting nobody.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather you do that than try to steal something from somebody.
Or even try to go out there and take it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, try to steal something. You know what I'm saying? Try to finesse somebody out the panties.
Right. And then you catching a charge.
You catching a charge.
Put the joint in their face.
And you know what?
This could help women, because dudes could get some lame dudes might get their practice.
No, but you know what?
And get
though?
Better at it.
Let me tell you why. Like there is an uproar, because you can, like, just like women can go to the store. If they want 6 inches, they can get 6 inches. They can get 12 inches.
You can get the custom 14. Made.
If they want a horse, they can get a horse.
Yeah,
you know, and they can get it to vibrate and do all kind of different stuff.
Twist.
These men can pick a girl. With a flat chest to a triple E, from a little flat booty to, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want in the back.
They got the joint with the insides constrict, you know what I'm saying? Button joints.
But see, this is the thing. The competition, just like what men had to deal with all these years, like competing with your favorite girl's favorite dildo, favorite girl's favorite vibrator.
Right.
Now you got to deal with your favorite guy's favorite,
and she got a
him?
Name, and she looked like somebody.
Yeah, and he like her better than you.
Yeah, and they got the companion joints now, where it's for companionship.
He like her better than you. Guess what? Because
she don't talk back.
Well, unless you got money like you, we'll get the AI joint. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I get the joint with an opinion in it, so I can tell it. Be like, man, shut up, stop, listen, just play the movie.
So, man, you lucky. Christmas passed already, because you know. I would have just went in with your girl and just go ahead and got you one, you know, for Christmas. And your birthday passed, too, so
no,
I had to catch you.
No.
I got to catch you for Thanksgiving so you can eat well.
I'm good, man.
Now, how would you do that? That could get tricky.
What's that?
Like, eating around? Like, how does that work?
They probably got some type where, you know what I mean? You press a button and it loops up.
Oh, we're doing too much.
Yeah.
Street Sinners Radio.